Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, and today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're digging into the fascinating world of AI tools, specifically the differences between ChatGPT Canvas and Claude. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack, right? It's like comparing apples and oranges, but they're both supercharged, techie apples and oranges. Let's kick things off by talking about how these tools actually work and why it matters. Wait, so what you're saying is that it's not just about picking one because it sounds cool, but you really need to understand what each can do. Exactly. Think of it like cooking. If your secret ingredient is the AI itself, then switching from a standard chat interface to these advanced workspaces feels like upgrading from a sedan to a work truck. They each handle tasks differently. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So what's the difference between ChatGPT Canvas and Claude in terms of functionality? Great question. ChatGPT Canvas, powered by the new GPT-5 model, is designed for what I call iterative tinkering. You can highlight a part of your text, ask for a change, and it updates just that section. It's fantastic for polishing content or tweaking code snippets. So, more of a hands-on, collaborative tool? That makes sense. And what about Claude? Particularly the Opus 4 and Sonnet 4.5 models is like having a master architect. It can take in a massive amount of information all at once, which is why it's got 19 million monthly users relying on that deep analytical power. Wow. It really feels like Claude could handle bigger projects better. Is that why it's better for coding? Exactly. If you're diving into complex coding, Claude is currently the heavyweight champ. It scored about 72% on coding benchmarks, while GPT-5 is sitting around 56%. That's a big difference. That's a huge gap. And I remember you mentioning a friend who switched his team to Claude for a big project. How did that work out? Right. He cut their development time by 65% using Claude. They went from 40 hours per project down to just 14. That's incredible savings in both time and money. So it sounds like Claude is really the tool to use for heavy lifting in coding. But what about the context window size you mentioned? Why does that matter? Ah, the context window is crucial. It's like memory for the AI. ChatGPT Canvas has a limit of about 128,000 tokens. Sounds like a lot, but when you're juggling code bases and previous conversations, you can hit that limit fast. Right, and then it starts losing track of the conversation, like when you keep having to remind your mechanic about the noise your car makes. Alex, exactly. Meanwhile, Claude offers a standard window of 200,000 tokens and can go up to 1 million in advanced sessions. That's enough to analyze a 750,000-word manuscript without losing context. Whoa, that's a game changer. Now, for creatives out there, how do these two stack up? Good point. ChatGPT Canvas is really strong for creative projects. It connects directly to DALL-E for image generation, making it fantastic for brainstorming visuals alongside your text. So for someone like a graphic designer or a social media manager, Canvas is probably the way to go, right? Absolutely. Claude is still catching up on that front. It can analyze images, but can't generate them in real time yet. Plus, Claude's safety filters can sometimes stifle creativity. Oh, I've heard about that. Like when you want to pitch an edgy idea and Claude's like, nope, too risky. It can be frustrating. Exactly. But if you're just needing a quick brainstorming tool, ChatGPT Canvas can be more permissive. Got it. Now let's talk numbers. What are the costs involved with these tools? On paper, they look similar, around 20 euro for Claude Pro and 23 euro for ChatGPT Plus. But the hidden costs come in when you're talking about enterprise usage. Claude's API can run you about 80 euro plus per month if you're a heavy user. Oof, that's quite a difference. But if it saves you hours, then it might be worth it, right? Absolutely. The Shopify developer I mentioned previously not only saved tons of time, but also doubled his return on investment just by switching tools. That's a solid lesson. So if you're just using it for basic tasks, ChatGPT might be the better deal. Exactly. And it's essential to calculate not just the subscription fee, but also how much time you save using the tool effectively. So in the end, what's the best approach? Should you just choose one or mix both? Great question. A hybrid approach is really winning right now. I've seen marketing agencies use Claude for deep data analysis and then switch to ChatGPT Canvas to draft ad copy. Wow, that's genius. It's like using the right tool for the right job. Exactly. Use Claude for the heavy lifting and Canvas for the final polish. That's a wrap for today. So if we've learned anything, it's that knowing the strengths of each tool can save you time and enhance your workflow. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today on the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, and we'll catch you in the next one.